This is Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
You may have never heard the term gynamic before, but I'll tell you what, that's what describes the fish that Kelsey caught recently on the Columbia River. He's going to tell you more about it on this edition of Crosshairs.
Hey guys, it's Kelsey, and you're about to be put in the crosshairs. Crosshairs is your weekly trip into the world of me. We're going to talk about hunting, fishing, politics, outdoors, and basically everything that I'm passionate about. This whole show is being brought to you by High Mountain Hunting Supply, located in Wenatchee, Washington, or look them up on the web at www.highmountainhuntingsupply.com. They're the Northwest leader in archery, fishing, and hunting supplies. Come on in today and find out why they're so much more than just your average gun store.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Crosshairs. A couple of weeks ago, I got to spend some time with a good friend of mine, Harold Juergens, down on the Lower Columbia, and we went after sturgeon. Now, if you haven't had a chance to fish for these ugly prehistoric dinosaurs, I strongly recommend it. They are the closest thing we have to an oversized, gynamic sport fish. You call them what you want, freshwater marlin, ugly tuna, however you want to refer to them. If you go fishing for sturgeon and you hook into a couple of oversized ones, you're in for the fight of your life. The first fish we hooked into literally snapped a 150-pound test line as it was drawing out. We never saw it. It never even turned. It just hooked, snapped, grabbed, and went. Second fish we caught, we ended up fighting for about an hour to an hour and a half. It turned out to be about 8 foot 4 inches long. It took us 1 mile upstream and 3 miles downstream as we tried to get it up to the boat. And she was gorgeous. Absolutely an amazing looking fish. I got some pictures of her in the water. If you want to see it, go to our Facebook page at High Mountain Hunting Supply and join our group. I've got some pictures there. The last one we caught was a 9 foot 4 inch beast. And talk about girth all the way around. Huge white belly on her. She fought us for a good 2 hours, and by the time we were done with this fight, the fish didn't want to swim much, and I tell you, I didn't want to do much either, besides just sit there and ogle this massive, beautiful thing of nature. It was an incredibly great time. I haven't sturgeon fished since my bachelor party 13 years ago, and I absolutely loved it. So I'm encouraging everybody, if you're looking for something to do this summer, and you have an opportunity to go try the Snake River or the Lower Columbia for big sturgeon fishing, by all means, do it. It's a trip. It's a lot of fun. It's the closest thing we've got to oversized sport fishing here in the Northwest, and it is worth it. Great fight, great fun, beautiful fish. All right, guys, get out there. Have a great summer. We'll talk to you next week on Crosshairs.
You've been in the crosshairs with Kelsey and High Mountain Hunting Supply. Until next time, good hunting.
Hot summer nights mean hot morning fishing for sockeye here in the Northwest, and Max Lure Company has got what you need to catch a limit with the Double D Dodger and two great sockeye rigs. The Double D Dodger has a unique fast slow action and can be fished away from the boat without a side planer. The Cha-Cha Sockeye Rig and Double Whammy Sockeye Pro both feature a patented smile blade and two stout red hooks that won't let go of that salmon when it bites. Max Lure Company, getting you into the sockeye this summer.